Being alone and black in 1930s Jim Crow Mississippi could often feel like being the hunted. When he could see the sheriff's car was no longer in view, Gus breathed a sigh of relief. Though he had done nothing wrong, they were not known for helping people like him. He could hear Grandpa's voice in his head, clear as day. In town to visit a friend of Grandpa's, they watched local sheriffs in a nearby black part of town stopping several black men. Shaking his head, Grandpa commented, "These here law folks, sheriffs, Klan, all come from the same place." Holding Gus's hand, he squeezed, adding, "The slave patrols. In the old days, they captured slaves and freed black folks alike for money, doing whatever they felt like to the folks they caught. Not everyone lived," he said, sighing. "Same folks are the sheriff and police around here now. Don't much care about us."